Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, it's just I'm very grateful every time that I get the opportunity to go out there and play. You know, it's the most fun time in this year. So I don't take anything for granted. I don't see that, you know, anyone should have any more stars than the other. It's all about compete and performance, and also it's all about wins.
When did you find out you were going to start?
When?
Yeah.
Yesterday. So we have that conversation every time, and I knew that yesterday, which is something that I like, but I don't know if that's going to be the case every time, but for now that's what happened.
That is Linus Allmark, who will, I assume, be watching from the bench this evening in Toronto. I was listening to Jones yesterday in the afternoon, and he was talking about how when Linus Allmark said anyone should have, I don't think anyone should have any more starts than the other.
I know exactly where you're going.
That he had an issue. He felt like that indicated that that there is a battle between those guys to make sure that the rotation continues and that they each get their starts.
Okay, so I was going in a different direction when I was listening to hearing it. Is I'm torn, but I'm leaning more towards, because we do this in sports with athletes, it kind of sounds like he's like, whatever. Where when they asked Swayman about it, he was like, it's about time.
Well, isn't that kind of what Mike Milbury said last week?
Yeah,
heading into the playoffs, that he is lackadaisical.
Yeah, and that mindset, and we criticize a lot.
Sean, did I pronounce that correctly?
I think so.
Okay, thanks.
I actually think Swayman saying it's about time, well, he is still technically the starter, because if this goes seven games, it's going to be Swayman and Nett. So he does have the bigger role between the two, regardless of a goalie rotation.
But it's we criticize athletes all the time for not seeming like it bothers them. It affects them. We want them to be, you know, I want to be the guy. We used to do it with Jason Tatum when it was like, does he really kind of care? Is it just like, whatever? I think Trevor Lawrence was like, yeah, I can care less about winning.
Yeah.
And we criticize. So I'm kind of like, I'm a little like concerned with, like, I like your mindset of like, I'm moving on, but I'm a little concerned with, it's just like, I'm kind of like Milbury. I want somebody who's like, damn, this bothers me. We need to be doing this.
Yeah, I think people tend, I've heard people when I talk to hockey fans, Bruins fans, they compare Linus Allmark to Tuukka a little bit, where people had that issue with Tuukka.
And we criticized him for that. I was one of
those
people.
I didn't have an issue with it at all, because a goalie is a different kind of animal. A quadruped, if you would.
I remember Dale when we were talking about Tuukka leaving the bubble. Holy God, you would have thought one of his kids was held captive. Holy hell. I mean, Tuukka didn't win. I mean, that's a fact. He's one of the great goalies in Oregon, in the Bruins' history. But, you know, I don't know, and it's a slight against a lot of these guys from Europe, if it means the same. And,
right.
And I think Swayman, whether this postseason, I think Montgomery's done a great job. He clearly has confidence. The players know, as Courtney's alluded to, that's all that matters. But there will be a game where there is a bad goal that's allowed in, and it's mostly if it's Linus versus Swayman because of Swayman's dominance against the Leafs this year. The splits are pretty clear. But there will be something that comes up. But until they need to get past the Leafs, and then everything else will just fall into place.
Yeah, I mean, is there, in your mind, if you're Jim Montgomery, if Jeremy Swayman goes out tonight and is like he was on Saturday night, he's lights out, is there then an issue in your mind? Do you decide you got to go with Swayman?
Well, I'm going with Swayman anyways.
Up there in game four?
Nope. I am, but to Courtney's point, he has to stick to his plan, and he has to now go back to Linus.
Because Linus was good. Linus was great in game two.
Yeah.
Good, like, not great. Very good.
If you're going to put an adjective next to each of them, I'd say Swayman was great. Linus Allmark was good. I think Curtis is right about it. Yeah.
I mean, he was a B+, which is perfectly good enough to win the game. I thought Swayman was an A. And, you know, I know this is probably just surface-level stupid hockey talk, but given the drought in Toronto, given the, I'm sure tonight, right before puck drop, the whatever the hell they call that facility up in Toronto is going to be absolutely Air Canada Center, whatever it is going to be going nuts. If the Bruins score first, I think the whole game shifts because everybody there is waiting. It's like the Red Sox fans before 04. And the Leafs are favored tonight, which is surprising. Does that surprise you?
No, because it's their building.
Right. And they beat you at, and they beat you in your arena, and they're probably like, all right, they're the hottest.
I mean,
team.
It should.
It's pretty evenly split.
That should change, though, I'm assuming, goaltender wise, because Jeremy Swayman has not lost.
If I were betting tonight, I would do a parlay Celtics -14.5 Bruins money line. I think that is a, I don't know what that, you maybe get 2-1. I don't know what you get for your money there, but I think the Bruins win tonight. And I think Swayman's great, and then the question comes back for game four.
Sean, can I prop Pat Maroon skating over the red line tonight?
I don't think you can.
In warm-ups?
I'm not sure you can.
I love when he does it, and they're losing their mind over it.
It's like a dog claiming his territory.
Oh, I love it.
All right. I never even knew that.
What?
That, like, skating over the red line like was
huge
issue.
It's a huge issue.
It's like crossing
issue
the 50-yard line of football?
In warm-ups. It's a huge issue, and he does it every single time, and he used to do it. I love it.
Isn't it amazing how professional athletes are so oddly, childishly territorial? Like, step on the bee in the dressing room. I'll never forget Kevin Ball-Dupont. You would have thought I, like, kicked him in the nuts. He's like, back off!
We are so childish.
Oh, my God. I got screamed at one time, too, Curtis, by a PR guy, not a player. I think the players now don't really care about the bee. Like, you know, protect the bee, show respect. But I don't think that they would ever say anything to anybody if they accidentally stepped on it. I was recording a video for Nesson to send back and was trying to send it while walking. And I saw the bee out of the corner of my eye, wasn't going to step on it, and I got undressed.
Same thing happened to me on Pier 4 in the Seaport last summer.
Those steps come out of nowhere. Right.
Broke my glasses.
Mm-hmm. Don't step on that first or third base line. Pitches don't like it.
I didn't know how to fix the glasses with the Scotch tape at that point, though. So
live and learn.
What is the plan here?
Huh?
What is the plan?
I'll have time today. I got to go back up to Nashua, New Hampshire for another Chick-fil-A Community Hero Award presentation today. I had one yesterday. I just have to get to Lens Crafters and have the lady fix the little string.
That's my neck of the woods.
You head into the one at Pheasant Lane?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Go to DJ.
Will you
Kicks
be doing your walks, Shime?
No, I actually haven't done a walk in a while. Those Auntie Anne pretzels and Chick-fil-A are very difficult to turn down, so I've tried to avoid them all for a little while.
Auntie Anne's will get you.
Wiggy, what is the
crazy? Hold on. You can't walk by a Chick-fil-A without going in there and eating if you smell the aroma of it.
No, it's not that I can't. It's just it's very, very difficult. It takes a lot of self-will. So instead, I don't think it's called
self-will. I think it's called willpower.
Yeah, you're right. It's willpower.
Make sure to have that in the drops for the final rejoin.
Do you want Do you want to live the rest of your...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Life this way.
No, Greg, I'm trying to get to a certain point here. I want to lose my weight, and then I'm going to be able to keep my weight there.
You look fantastic.
Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You look great. It's one of the reasons I started dyeing my hair.
By the way, there is a consensus that you're dyeing your hair. Oh, my God. Everybody.
These Twitch people are all over me over it. Mm. I mean, have they seen me? I don't give a rat's ass what I look like.
Well, you do put some gel in that puppy.
Mm. I do put a lot of gel in.
Which would negate you saying you don't care.
Oh, it would?
Yeah, because if you're putting something in your hair, then
well,
obviously...
you have to put product in the morning.
I put fruits and berries in mine.
What's that?
Fruits and berries. Just helps with the growth.
The flow?
The flow, the shine, the growth.
Is it an oil?
Yeah, you use a lot of different oils. You use some oil, some nice leave-in conditioner.
Mm.
Some pomace.
Yeah.
I like to get that nice shine. You know, when the light hits it and you get that nice shine, they got a lot of nice beard oil. I can't grow a beard. I wish I could, but some good beard oil makes your beard shine. They got the same for your hair.
I put dry shampoo on my puppy.
See? So great. There are a lot of people like Curtis that, hey, unfortunately, they don't have, like my boy LB would say, a fresh set of lettuce up there.
Yep. Here is David from Florida. Hello, David.
Good morning.
What's up, David?
So first, before I get to Montgomery, some goalie music. For Swayman, I got that great old 70s slow song, Slow Dancing, Sway Into the Music. You know that one.
Yeah. Slow Dancing, Sway Into the Music.
Yeah. You got it. What a great song. But I'm having trouble coming up with something for Omar. Mm-hmm. So we need to throw that out there.
Okay.
I gotta come up with something. But with Montgomery and what he's doing with the goalies, does he think he's running a youth recreation league where everybody has to get playing time? I mean, it's just he's leaving himself open to so much second guessing, obviously, as we discuss every day, and it just flies in the convention of basic hockey and just in sports psychology. It's absurd.
I don't think you have to do things just because they have been done a certain way in sports forever.
I agree with that.
And I think Bill Belichick was a great example of that, right?
But does it concern you?
What did Belichick do differently?
God. He didn't tell you a damn thing about injuries.
No, here's the one thing Bill did different.
All right, well,
David, here's the one thing Bill did that was different than a lot of teams. He wouldn't say, you're an offensive player, you got to learn this system. He would build the system around what you did.
He had linebackers catching passes in the end zone.
Troy Brown. You're right.
Okay.
But that was going on a way. But yeah.
I mean, he snapped the ball intentionally off the goalpost at Mile High Stadium to take his safety before beating the Broncos. We could go all day.
He didn't ask Danny Woodhead to run downhill between the tackles where other teams would say, well, you got to be able to fit our offense. That's not what he did. But I would say, does it concern you the personality by Linus with this goalie rotation? Because it seems like he just is like, hey, whatever.
He's always been that way, right, though. But he's always been lackadaisical.
But does that concern you when you have a goalie rotation where you want the guy to be more – and you know, we brought up Tuca. I think that's why so many people love Tim Thomas.
Has it hurt Linus in the past, his personality?
Well, you could argue that it hurt the Bruins last year, like the decision to go with him.
But that falls
and so
on...
Jim Montgomery got burned by that last year.
Did Linus tell Montgomery that he was healthy? If he did, that's on Linus.
Right. I don't think you know. You're never going to know how injured he really was. That was kind of one of those end of the season, I'm going to tell you I was injured things. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't 100% and they really are best friends, why did he demand this? Why did he start? Why didn't he say Swayman should go?
Right.
Like, right. Doesn't that take that whole narrative and sort of put it in the trash?
Yeah.
I think the issue is if you win tonight,
uh-huh,
and you really need to win this game tonight,
yep,
then you have an issue when it comes to game four. If you lose tonight, you're fine, you know, and
right,
you're going back to Linus, and hopefully he's giving you. But if you win tonight,
right,
and Jeremy Swayman looks like he did on Saturday night,
right,
I'm saying goodbye to the rotation, and I'm starting.
So what if you lose and he's the same as Saturday night? He again has 36 saves on 38 shots.
You lose 1-0.
But maybe he's playing so well because he has that rest in between. Like, we will never know. That's why you just have to go with what your gut told you to do in the beginning.
See, that's why I think, Courtney, and you're the only one it seems this way, who's willing to kind of, you know, die on this hill, is you believe Montgomery, where he is right now, it has to be every other game or every game they rotate through the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
Even if they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
Which I think you would be in. I don't know how many people I bet you'd be in a small majority when it comes to that. But I understand what you're saying. I just feel like the caller said, there's too much of second guessing that can arise when you do this. Because you brought it up, Greg. They win tonight. Swayman plays great. He stands on his head. You have to go, do I really want to go back to Linus?
Curtis, can you put up a poll question, which game you're going to watch tonight? Because I don't buy this television tablet, television phone thing. Nobody can do that.
I saw some text that said if you have YouTube TV, you can do split screen.
Yeah, but a lot of people
don't.
Yeah,
there's multi-view on YouTube TV. Yeah.
I'll be doing a TV.
There's multi-view on YouTube TV.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I'll be doing TV.
I was waiting. I was not going to go to break until you did that voice because it was perfectly timed.
That's how I watch people who are gaming at the same time I'm watching the Food Network.
Nope, I have an iPad for that because Twitch is a separate program. Instead, that's how I watch like 4 March Madness games at once. Mm.
That's how I am watching draft film at the same time I'm analyzing my results from last year's draft.
Four games is the Octoped. That's what
that
is.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.